This is what John Podesta, the former chief of staff for Bill Clinton, said. What I heard President Bush say is, if you already agree with me, I'll let you work with me.
Well, John Podesta is the head of one of the 527 groups, or active in one of the 527 groups. I'm sorry he feels that way. The president has spent considerable time this week calling new Democrat members of the Congress, reaching out to Democrat leaders be clear that the election is over. It's time to put America at the front of all of our agendas and to find ways to work together on common ground.
You have said that your ultimate goal is a permanent Republican majority. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, there are no permanent majorities in American politics. They last for about 20 or 30 or 40, or in the case of the Roosevelt coalition, 50 or 60 years, and then they disappear. But would I like to see the Republican Party be the dominant party for whatever time history gives it the chance to be? You bet. I believe in the principles of the Republican Party. I believe in limited government and the right of the individual to make choices, and in a strong national defense, and in freedom and liberty as being the right of every person on the face of the earth.
I want to ask you to react to some comments made by a friend of yours, Grover Norquist, the leader of Americans for Tax Reform and a key White House ally. According to USA Today, noted the defeat of Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle as particularly sweet. Daschle's political demise will prompt a half dozen other Democratic senators from Republican-leaning states to think twice before defying the president. Norquist says, when Achilles died, the Greeks were in trouble.
My Greek mythology is not strong enough to... Look, Senator Daschle served the country well and ably, and his state well and ably. The people of his state determined that they were going to make a change. It requires the Democrats to make a change in their leadership. But there are a lot of able Democrats in this town. If they want to make a partisan battle of it, they will. But Grover sometimes overstates the case.
Well, try this one. This is another Grover Norquist. Once the minority of House and Senate are comfortable in their minority status, they will have no problem socializing with the Republicans. Any farmer will tell you that certain animals can run around and are unpleasant, but when they've been fixed, then they are happy and sedate. Neuter the Democrats?
I don't think so. Look, the Democrats, the Senate is 55-45, takes 60 votes to get things done. The House, the Republicans have a good majority, but nonetheless, there's a necessity and a need and a desire to work across party lines.
The last time you were on in January of 01, after the president had been elected, we had this exchange. Let me show it to you. You're heading over to the National Cathedral for a prayer service with our new president. What are you going to pray for?
Wisdom and patience, humility. That's important, I think, for people who come here to realize that we are here for only a time, and we have an obligation of service, and we need to keep things in perspective.
Wisdom, patience, and humility, the watchwords for the second term?
Yes. Those that the gods destroy, they first make prideful. So, absolutely.
So go slow.
Go slow. Keep in mind that there is a requirement. The American people were told certain things by this president during the campaign, and he wants to fulfill those pledges. But it's a complex system we live in. The actions that we take have consequences beyond the years in which we serve. And we all have an obligation to do what is best for our country.
Is the president thinking about sitting down with the leaders of France and Germany and Russia, those who oppose the war, in a kind of a mini summit to sort of look at Iraq?
Well, the president has already reached out to many of the leaders that you've talked about, and he has a good cordial relationship with all of them. And the president understands that there were a lot of passionate emotions in the election, and that a lot of things were sort of put on hold on the international scene until the election was settled, and now's the time to find common ground and work together.
Tara Rovey, thank you for your views. Congratulations on the reelection campaign.
Thank you, sir.
Coming next.